Okay, guys. So yesterday we left off with the four reasons that the Bavli rejects the use of an avuka, of a torch, and we noted that, right, you still have to ask whether it's simply, right, as we've been asking multiple times, is that practical, meaning there's no fundamental problem with an avuka, but it has these problems, but theoretically if you could solve all those problems, so then it would be fine, similar to the way we talked about with sunlight, and how you understand the sugya of the achsadra, where we saw three shita. Or do we say that, look, because of this reason, we formally mandated that you have a nair. So what we have left to do is go back to the Yerushalmi. I know we've done parts of the Yerushalmi, but each time, as you notice, the Yerushalmi gets longer because I give you more of the Yerushalmi, because more of it is relevant to the sugya that we're in. To read the Yerushalmi and to understand that whatever we say in the Bavli, we have to figure out whether the Yerushalmi says the same thing. And then once we do that, we can try to pin down the Halacha L'maaseh issue at the end. Okay, so let's carefully go through the Yerushalmi. Again, Aleph Aleph. The Yerushalmi says, Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak Boy. Right, so Rabbi Yirmiyah, in the name of Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, asked, Mau livdog leor ha'avukot. Are you allowed to search by the light of torches? So matzvich alei. What's the problem? Mipnei she'oran mavliach. So possibility one is that the problem is that the light is not steady. Shmuel Bar Yitzchak kedaite. Deri Shmuel Bar Yitzchak amar b'nei she'aner bodek kol shu. And Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak is like his positions. He says that you should use a candle because a candle can check any place. And Afal Bisha in Raya le Davar Zechel le Davar Vayam Bayamahu Achapes Yerushalayim Benei Rot. And then it quotes the Pasuk. The drushot here a little bit different. Ve'ete Bayamar Nishmanim and Adon, Nir Hashem Nishman Adam, Chofes Kol Chadre Baten. Right, so unlike in the, I will just note, this is a very minor difference. But unlike in the Bavli, where you learn Nerot from Ner, here the Gemara assumes that you can either learn from Ner or Nerot. Right, you notice that? No, you didn't. You're reading the Yerushalmi very carefully five times, but you missed that, right? That in ours, it's a four-way Gzeres Shava, right? It's Chippos, Michippos, etc., etc. And Nerot mean Ner. Well, now it says, right? So it's getting a Zecher L'davar. So unlike... So first of all, unlike the Bavli, right? It's very right off the bat. It's clearly what this is clearly just a zecher l'davar. Right? It's very clear from the beginning that this is not some sort of magic zera shav. It's just a zecher that candles are good to search, right? And then it's narrow and narrow. Yeah, right. So that's the thing, is that here it seems to be much clearer at this stage of the Gemara that according to Yerushalmi, no, the opposite. I would have said the opposite. I mean, no, I take that back. Ner is necessary, but why is Ner necessary? Because it's better, practically. Right? Meaning, just at this stage of the Gemara, what is the, like, think about the logic of the Gemara. The Gemara says, why can't you use a torch? Because it's not as good. And I can support that from something which is not a proof, but it is a zecher from one of two psukim in which searching is done by candlelight. So the Gemara at this stage makes it very clear that, is there any sort of real gzera here? Gzer shave? No. What's the real reason that you can't use an avuka? Because it's mavliach, because it's not steady, and an air is steady and can search in little places. And then it brings a zecher, brings an asmachta. So at this point in the Gemara, right, I would have said that according to Yerushalmi, it sounds much more practical, right? Even less than the Bavli, right? I mean, even more practical, less fundamental than the Bavli. Right, because in the Bavli, even though yes, at the end it explains the reason you can't use a torch is all these practical reasons. Here, right, at least in the Bavli, we had the question, but is this a real gzera shaveh? Right, it's not, but it is. But it's minani nili. It's very formal. Right, we had all that view. And at least the beginning of the Yerushalmi, does it sound that way? I don't think so. However, that may not be the case. Why? Because as we talked about, what is the open question we left with at the end of the Bavli yesterday? What is the purpose of the Gemara going through all the reasons why you can't use a torch for Bedikah? We said there's two main ways of understanding what that whole section of the Gemara is doing. So what is it? Remind me. And it comes back to the same type of question we've been seeing over and over again, which is the connection between the why and the what. Right? Meaning, what is the role of the Gemara at the end? When it says, don't use a torch, because a torch is not good for these four reasons.
So if there's a situation where the torch would be good...
Right, so is the God... Moshe, you too. The less you can do it during Shir, the better. The less you can do it during Shir, the better. So, if one way of reading the Gemara is that the fact that the Gemara goes through all the practical reasons why a torch is not good shows to you that the whole halacha is just
practical,
and were you to come up with a torch that wouldn't have all these problems, or have a situation in which
a torch would be better,
or sunlight would be better, or whatever, a non-candle would be better, then you could just do it. But if you say that no, what the Gemara is doing there is explaining not the what, but the why. Meaning, Chazal made a gzera, you must use a candle. Why did they do that? For these four reasons. But, in the end of the day, it's a formal rule. It's not clear in the Bavli what it is in the Maskana. At this stage in the Yerushalmi, also not 100% clear. If I just stopped here, I would tend on the side, me personally, that it is not formal. Because the Gemara says, listen, practically a torch isn't good, a candle is good, and now a zecher. But there's no like formal language of Gzeir Shavah. It's just like there's a zecher to the fact that candles are good for searching. Right? So if I stop there, that's what I would have said. However, we'll see the Yerushalmi doesn't seem to go that way by the time we get to the end. So the Gemara then continues. Amar Rabbi Yosa. Matnita Amra Shebdikar Hayom Bedika. Rabbi Yosi says, wait a second. Doesn't our Mishnah say that you can do Bedika during the day? Ditani nan, because the Mishnah tells you that Rabbi Yehuda Omer bot gin or larba asar, that you can search in the morning of the 14th, at night of the 14th, uva arba asar shachrit, and morning of the 14th, uvashapir, and at the time of destruction. Lo sof davar Rabbi Yehuda lafilu derabanan. And the Gemara says it's not even just Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda seems to say lechatchila, but the Chamim also agree that fundamentally you can do bedika during the day, at least if you didn't do bedika when you should have. Ditaninon, because the Mishnah continues, vechachamim omrim, imlo badak, or arbaasar yivdok barbaasar. So now the Gemara says, okay, we know that you can do bedika during the day, but now what's the question that you have to ask? So now, the problem with the Yerushalmi is it's very hard to figure out whether things are statements, questions, who knows? The next line is Vitsarich Livdok L'Or HaNer. Now, so that could even be the question. Do you need to search by a candle even during the day? Or you do, and then Nishmina Bahada is either a proof to a question or a support of a statement. But okay, in this case, it doesn't make much of a difference. The Yerushalmi, just know, as hard as you think the Bavli is to read, the Yerushalmi, yeah, it's not clear sometimes. Very often there are questions that may be left unanswered, so it's not clear whether something's an answer, or the next question, or unrelated sugya, or there's missing pages in the Yerushalmi, or missing words, or missing letters. Yes. Yes, because sometimes the Yerushalmi, opposed to the Bavli, where you have the same sugya like 10 times, if it appears in different places in Chas, the editors of the Yerushalmi sometimes just put... look there... and sometimes that fell out, right? So that meant that there's just missing pages, and like some later Mepharsh will have to say, it seems to me there's missing two blot here. Please look in the parallels again, yeah, where, so yeah, things are just hanging.
And you have those wild people who like go and reinvent.
Yes. Great times. So the Gemara says, Vitzarach lived off the RNR. So do you have to, or you do have to, Nishmeini min adol, let's prove it. That ain botkin lo lor chamav lo lor levanav lo lor kol chavim el lor aner. So we say you can't search by sunlight or moonlight or candle or starlight, but rather candlelight. So nicha lo lor havanav lo lor kol chavim. So he says, I understand what you mean when you say don't search by moonlight and don't search by starlight because the moon and the stars are wet. When do they shine? At night. And therefore, we have to tell you don't use them to search because, you know, there are candles. Right, Avi? V'lo l'orachama. But the Gemara says, but wait a second. Why are you telling me don't use sunlight? V'chiyesh chama ba layla. And is there sun at night? So had the Amra, from here you see that afilu b'yomzer livdok lora an air. So the fact that the Gemara says, the fact that we say that you, even that you can't rely on sunlight, what does that prove? That you're searching during the day, and nevertheless you can't rely on sunlight, you need a candle. So now the Gemara says, well, what is the case? Lo sof davar bayit she'ein bo ora. Not only is this a place where there's no light, el afilu bayit she'yesh bo ora. Even in a house that has natural light, you have to search by candlelight even during the day. What about dark passages? Can you do it by? Should you do it by candlelight? So he says, not only have to check it, but based on what we said, you have to check it at night, because even in the pitch black, as we've talked about, and this we have talked about several times, according to Yerushalmi, candles don't work at night, during the day. Don't work during the day. What? No, I mean, not better, not as well. The Amar Rav Huna, kind of in an Arkin, Bilin Butaya, the Sidra Rabba, Amma Malikin, Ale Nero, Bishayu Shekena Yodim Shu Yom, Bishayu Shemavikin, Ale Yodim Shu Laila, right? As we said, when we were running away and we were hidden in some caves, so the way to figure out whether it was day was to, and day and night would be to have candles going, and when they burned brighter, then that showed it was. Sammy, out. I can't have people in my shiur room the whole time. Bye.
I feel like the Gemara, even though talking about all these different sources of light, it never actually talks about how much light is good enough for Bedikla.
That's true.
For example, all the candle, but how much is a candle?
Yeah, you're such an Achar. Candle.
The sun.
What?
Sun, this is a sun,
yeah!
Direct,
oh, come on.
Is, enough. Is a candle really as much as direct sunlight?
Yes, apparently.
Is it as diffuse sunlight?
What if we shot a wick into the sun? Could we just consider one giant candle?
No.
It says you can't use sunlight which is being reflected off of other surfaces into the room. Like, since this,
yes,
if we turn off the light, there will be sunlight in here. Yes. We wouldn't be allowed to use that for Bedikla. It is definitely still bright enough for me to see any crumbs.
Okay.
So, then, what is it? Is it about the direct?
The direct, that's what it says, yes. Yes, that's what it says. Or one of the reasons.
Really dim?
Yes.
So then why can't I use a dim candle during the daytime, according to your shalom?
Or maybe it has to be a good candle, I don't know.
So it has to be both good enough for, it has to be bright.
It has to be a candle. Candles are good. Candles are good. There's a pretty consistency to what a candle is.
But it's also about direct, deflected sunlight, which is just as bright as a candle.
No, but it's not as pointed. Right, we said that, we saw there were four reasons the Bavli said.
Those are just why you shouldn't use them.
Right, but the inverse is why you should use a candle. Correct. Okay.
So then you can get sunlight, which is like if you reflected sunlight.
Apparently, but sunlight it does not help you in the pores. Okay.
Victaya
kai demar of Achva Barzeira Nachman Yassel Teva Echnesi Mona Ben Tova Margaliot, and this is similar to the Noach Midrash that he brought stones with him, precious stones into the Teva B'Shashi Ukeira Yodeshu Yom, when they were dim, he knew it was day. B'Shashi Mafikara Yodeshu Laila, and Lama, why did he need to know what was day and night? Yishchayo Chal B'Yom, Yishchayo Chal B'Laila, because their animals are dead. Run out. I don't know. Vaktiv Tzora Lasele type. Oh, what about, isn't it? Tzohar, come on. Never Lashim Shom Azot Mishnah Amabol. That's very nice. But a window wouldn't have been enough because, you know, the zodiac stopped working during Amabol. Great.
Including the sun?
Yes, apparently. Rabir Mi Aboy. But now the Yerushalmi asks, Bate Kinesio Ruvate Midrasho Mao She Tzvichan Bedika. Do you have to search in the shul in the Beit Midrash? Matzvichalei. She can machnis in Lashon Ba'abiro de Rosh Echadosh. He says, well, because you sometimes have meals down Rosh Chodesh. Vitei pshitalei v'achani tzvichalei. Hoel v'oran merubah. He says, okay, so what the question is like this. since they have a lot of light, right? They have high ceilings, they have a lot of windows, whatever. Right, that's not the question. Obviously, you have to search. The question is, do you have to search in the shul, right, this high wall, right, this high-ceiling shul with a lot of windows, when you're searching during the day, do you have to search with a candle? So Rabbi Yossi, boy, and what about chatserot, Yerushalayim, shokhlon shom chalot, toda, rikikei nazir? What about the chatser in Yerushalayim where the people do have challah? Chalav the Toda and the Nazir, Majajing Vidika, Belocha and Echan Beduka Mina Notar. He said, well, aren't you searching them anyways for Notar, right? Because anything left over is going to be Notar and have to be burnt. So maybe you don't have to search separately. Yavoka da Tanar Zachariah Chatan de Relevi. He says, no, even in the Chatzer, you have to search, even though you already searched. Why?
He's going like that guy's opinion.
Because. Neither chofefet v'zoreket, the kohenet ain't a chofefet v'zoreket. Neither kohenet v'chofet v'zoreket shlo tachlo v'nid l'leida v'hacha shlo tachlo ben bi'ur l'bi'ur. So the halacha goes like this. A woman who is a nida, before she goes to the mikvah, Avi, she needs to do chafifa and srika. What's chafifa and srika? She has to brush her hair out. Why? Because if there's a knot, it's a hefsek. So the knot in her hair, it's a hefsek. Right? But a Kohen, a Bat Kohen, doesn't need to do that before she goes to the mikvah. Why not? So it is a hefsek, but because a Nida, she doesn't go to the mikvah that often, a normal woman, a non-Bat Kohen. Right? So therefore, she goes, let's say, once a month. Right? When she goes once a month, her hair will get knotted. But if you're eating truma,
then you'd
be going to the mikvah all the time, and therefore your hair doesn't get so knotted. Right? The assumption, it's not, if you had a knot, obviously you'd have to take it out. But does she have to assume that there's a knot? The answer is no. But what if you have a bat kohen, there's a nida, and she's going to the mikvah for nida? Does she have to comb her hair? Yerushalmi says?
Yes.
Why?
You don't make separation.
Shlo tachlok v'nida. It's called a lo plug. Right? What?
I mean, like, maybe the assumption is that either she combs her hair more often or since she goes to the mikvah, therefore...
Correct.
She bathes more often than most people.
And, like, maybe you do a quick brush out, but if you leave your hair without combing it for weeks on end, the amount of knots, what it means to comb, and the like, please do not come in for food during shir. We've established this. Out. Thank you. Do that before shir or after shir at lunch. So what now? By the end of the Yerushalmi uses this to prove what? That even in a shul which has high ceilings and a lot of light, and you might have treated it like an achsadra or something, as the Bavli does, you need to search with a candle. Why do you need to search with a candle? Low plug. So therefore, the Yerushalmi, the simple pshat of the Yerushalmi. So now if we come back to the question. Okay, the beginning of the Yerushalmi sounded like the need for a candle versus a torch was purely practical. But by the end of the Yerushalmi, what is it clear? Exactly. That yes, that's true, it's just practical. Meaning, does the Yerushalmi ever walk back the notion that it's only practical to use...
No.
But what does the Yerushalmi add? Because all of those reasons are whys and not whats. Right? They're whys and not whats. The what is what, right? You use a candle because there's a gzera. Right? The why is no longer relevant for the Yerushalmi. Right? The Yerushalmi says, what is the nature of the rule? There's a formal gzera that you have to use a candle. So that, for the Yerushalmi, is all part of the why. That it's practical to use a candle and not a torch. I'll give you a zecher that points in the direction. In fact, candles are effective. But let me give you a case that the Yerushalmi says a candle is pointless. What does it say? It says, give me a case the candle is pointless. And according to the Yerushalmi, do you have to use a candle? Yes. Is it because the light coming from the sun was less effective than the candle?
No.
No. Why do you have to do it?
Low plug.
Low plug. The Zecher is just coming to bolster the reason that we made the Zecher the way we did to explain why normally a candle is effective.
It sounds like it's coming to exclude candle as a thing that it's supposed to use as opposed to
magic. No.
No.
Just the opposite.
Yeah. It's Nair. What are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly. That's the point. It's going to include candles as opposed to other things.
Correct, but the Yerushalmi explicitly doesn't say that's a proof. It just says it's a hint to the fact, to the practical reason we already established.
You really need a hint for a practical reason?
It's a zecher. No, you don't. That's why it's ein raya ledavar zecher ledavar. It's not a proof. It's a zecher. Yes, we always do that. What's wrong with doing a zecher?
No, I just think
there's
something special about a candle.
So the Yerushalmi, ironically, doesn't seem to think that. It seems that there's not something so special about a candle. It's just normally practically better, and therefore we make a formal gzeira. Even when we acknowledge that it's not so necessary. Now, this leaves us with the question, does the Bavli agree? Because by the end of the Yerushalmi, it seems pretty clear that the Yerushalmi thinks that the reason that we use a candle is practical, but by the end, we made a gzeirah, and therefore, even when it's not practical, you have to do it. Right? It's very explicit. Even though in a shul, it's not helpful, it's the same as shlo tachlok benidah lenidah. It's a low plug. So, in the end of the day, for the Yerushalmi, is there a hard distinction between the why and the what? Yes. The why is very interesting. Why do you use a candle and not a torch? Because it's better. But when I now ask you, do you have to use a candle? Do you try to figure out practically whether it makes sense? No, because according to Yerushalmi, there's a split. The why is a why, but it's not a what. The why is the rationale for the gzeira, but the what is? What is the nature of the gzeira now? It's a takana, use a candle. In the Bavli, we had a suffix. Right, which is by the end, is it giving you the four reasons why a candle is preferable to a torch to tell you four reasons why we made a formal gzeira to use a candle? Or is it telling you that there is no formal gzeira? All there is a rule, use an effective light, and a candle is usually more effective than a torch. In the Bavli, that's an open question. Good. Now, what evidence do we have on how the Bavli rules? So the best piece of evidence is the sun, where the Yerushalmi brings a case, namely the shul, in which sunlight is practically sufficient and rules that you need. You need to use a candle anyways. The Bavli is a case of achsadra, which is a case in which you would use a sun. Do you have to use a candle?
Well, maybe it's preferable.
But yeah, but
it's a three-way machloket. Either.
Yes, no, or preferable.
Right? So remember, right, the Bach had three shittot. Right, the Bach said that according to the Rashi and the Rif, you can do it on the 13th in the day, no problem whatsoever. Which means that not only when you can you use sun and not a candle, once you can use the sun, you don't even have to worry about the 14th at night.
Right?
Then you have the rush. I know we skipped to the rush for a second. That you do it on the 14th, but you can use the sun. Now, according to both of these shittot, the sun. You can use the sun, right? According to the Rambam, it sounds like, as Gesa Mishnah notes, that you shouldn't use the sun.
Possibly but, only because of the fact that I forgot.
Correct. And the Balamor, we saw, said you can do it on the 13th during the day, but you need to use a candle. So according to Balamor, he sounds, at least on the candle front, somewhat more similar like the Yerushalmi. The Rambam is close to it, right? According to the Kesef Mishnah. Right, which is you need. According to him, I mean, you need a candle. I mean, sometimes maybe the Eved will let you not use a candle. So, does the Bavli agree with Yerushalmi? It seems to be a machloket. And if you look at the Darkei Moshe. Quotes the Mordechai, who notes that in fact, it at some level, it may just be that according to Rov Rishonim, the case of Achsadra proves that when the sun is just as effective as a candle, the simple pshat according to Rov Rishonim, not the Rambam, is
that you can use the sun.
Then you can use the sun, which proves that this question of whether all the explanations of why a candle is better than a torch, whether the whole rule is reducible to those reasons, or they're the rationale for a formal gzeira, may be a machloket between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Right? Because again, if according to Rashi, in the end of the day, in an achsadra, you're allowed to use sunlight, that shows that if you're allowed to use sunlight, what's that proof? That the use of candle is just practical, and in a case where it's completely useless to use a candle, then you're allowed to use other light. It's not a formal rule. This is just the Gemara's description of why normally the best effective light. Right? So again, it could be that the way you formulate the rule is the Bavli says, use the most effective light you have, which is normally a candle. Whereas the Yerushalmi says, because we want you to use the most effective light, we formalized that you must use a candle, and therefore even when you don't practically need to use a candle, formally, you do have to use a candle. Yes, Abba? So, like I said, there is a little bit of machlok in the Acharon. What if I don't have a choice? Right? Like, I just don't have a candle. I only have torches. That's just what I have. Or post facto, if I search with a torch, so I have to search again. So that's a little bit of a discussion. It'll hang on this question.
Within the Yerushalmi, the
Balmor
doesn't necessarily line up with it.
No, not 100%. No. But at some level, he does go in that direction, that even during the day, you need his...
Assumedly, simple read, I would think that when Yerushalmi says during the day, it means during the day, right before your...
Not necessarily, but I'm talking about on the candle front, not on the day front. So if you just look at 12, now, I could have also given you the Mordechai, but I figured maybe now is a good time just to show you where the Mordechai is in case you don't know. He's just quoting the Mordechai. Where is the Mordechai? So if you look in your Gemara, in the back, yes. The Mordechai ben Hillel, was one of the late German Balei HaTosfot. All the way at the end. So, what?
Oh, Mordechai.
Yes. So if you look there, you would find it. Now, part of the problem with the Mordechai is that the numbering system, for some reason, the Mordechai is not by Masechet. He keeps the same numbers throughout all of Shas. So like, so it's not like Aleph of Psachim. The simon here is Tuf Kuf Lamed Hey from the beginning of his count. Right, 535. So it's not exactly the easiest to find things always in the Mordechai, which is why I gave it to you in the Ramah, in the Darkei Moshe. But if you would like to find it, just so you know how this works.
Does he have some semblance of an order?
Yes, it's just the numbering is very hard because the numbering is not by Masechet. So, but if you turn to the middle of Tuf Kuf Lamed Hey, but you'll see the quote here, number 12, Amrina Yerushalmi Bate Knesi Rabate Midrash Majit Shicha Medika Matshicha Lazet, etc. He quotes the Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi concludes that what? Umasik Shalokhalik Ben Bior Levior. Right, and therefore, you always need to use a candle. Even if you searched it before and swept it, you need to search again. He said the second case that proves this is that what the Yerushalmi said, that even if I already searched a chatzer to find notar, I still have to search again. Bismano, what does that prove? That it has a very formal, and in this sense, yes, you're right. He argues in the Balamor, because he doesn't think you can do it early. Right? He thinks if you searched early for another reason, you have to do it again. Right? But in five words, what does he say? No, in four words. He says, in our Shas, does it agree with the formal approach? No. How do I know he doesn't agree with the formal approach? Because of the case of Achsadra. Because you can use sunlight, right? And the Mordechai says, it seems to be that the question of whether all the rules that the Gemara gave are practical, or simply the rationale for the formal rule, is a machloket, Bavli Rushalmi, evidenced in the case of Achsadra, where the Bavli's equivalent of Achsadra is the Beit Knesset, and the Rushalmi concludes you have to use a candle during the day, even though it's pointless. And the Bavli holds that you, according to Rashi and according to the Rush, that you, whether it's the 13th or 14th, doesn't matter for our for the candle purposes, you need to use a candle even during the day. So you don't have to use a candle during the day. Balmor thinks you do. And therefore, the Mordechai assumes that this question, the whether it's a why or a what, right, whether this is, to go back to our example last week, whether saying use a candle is the equivalent of saying eat healthy food. Meaning, all we're telling you is use effective lighting, which is usually a candle, but not necessarily. Or is it like, don't run a stoplight, where I don't care about the why anymore. All I care about is the what. According to the Mordechai, that is the Machloket, Bavli, and Yerushalmi.
According to the Yerushalmi, in case we're going to have a business, which is filled with light, does the candle need to be providing any additional illumination? Because if it isn't, how can you even say that you're doing Bedika at that point? Like,
So presumably not. Because, well, there's a sun, right? It doesn't seem to be doing anything. So, right, okay. So Kobe is saying, well, maybe it's saying that there are places, even in the middle of the day, where you need the sun. But the simple pshat in the Yerushalmi is, even though the candle is pointless,
low plug.
Low plug.
What are you actually doing then?
You're holding a candle.
Are you doing Medika?
Yes.
Can you call that actually
Medika? Yes.
How about the point of Medika to illuminate the chametz?
You are, through the sun. You just need a candle for formal reasons. Whatever. But that's the simplest plot like thing. Show me.
It's like a, what's it called?
Good. So now, let me ask you. Okay, now let's do the halacha l'maisa. Yes. What? Yeah.
So she, it's not necessarily true that she doesn't have any, like, knots. It's just that there's a chazaka that she doesn't.
Correct.
But if you know, based on the amount of sunlight, and like you can see with the sunlight,
no,
chametz, then you can't say, oh, there might be chametz, and therefore the candle is like, it's not comparable.
I don't think
there's
so.
There's no practical use at all for
and what if she knows she doesn't have any knots? Doesn't even matter. She has to do it. Or the other case, you know you already searched. For halachic search, for a nazir, right? For the chalot nazir, you have to do it again. Shalot tachlok.
But that's still a chazaka that you're relying on that it isn't there.
So what? So what do you mean? Same reason. What do you mean? You're allowed to rely on.
No, because there's no time.
Kobe, are you allowed to wake up in the morning and not search again in your house?
What? After doing Bedika the night before?
Yeah. Why? How do you know? How do you know that it. Right? The Gemara has a whole discussion about this. How do you know that a weasel didn't come in?
Okay.
Gemara's answer is, and let ever so. Stop. Stop.
No, what I'm saying, though, is that I think that there's actually no possibility that from the time that you see the sun shining onto it and the time that you light your candle and then do Bedika that, like...
Correct. And the Gemara is saying it doesn't matter.
So it's not based on a chazaka at that point.
It's not a chazaka. No, it's a formal rule. You keep coming to the chazaka. No,
it's a formal rule based on...
No, there's formal rules. The Gemara assumes it's a formal rule. You're reading into it that's a chazaka, but you're actually adding something. That's not the simple pshat of Yerushalmi. You're reading into it. I understand why you want to do it. The Yerushalmi doesn't say, we formalize it because it does something at least. It just says, it's pointless. But, shalatachlok b'nidin l'indita. Right? If it meant what you said, it could have said, afal piche. Right? Sometimes there's a not. It doesn't say that. It says, shalatachlok. The reason is to not make a distinction. Lo plok. I understand what you're doing.
Dika mo'ila, it's not like a, you know, it doesn't do anything, so.
Okay, now, to finish off and summarize this again, this is what Yonah, how we got onto this, was, okay, So, now if I asked you, flashlight, tell me the svara, what would you say? How would I figure it out? So if you go by the Bavli, according to the Mordechai, then it's just about effective light, right? So, which is probably how Rashi understands it, and the Rashi understands it, so then? So you don't need a candle, you need a flashlight, according to the Rishalmi, or according to the Rambam.
Well, you need to discover whether a flashlight can.
Very good. So you might have to ask whether a flashlight is a candle for these purposes. Very good. So what I gave you just as a summary, right, is there are other two to deal with it, but I gave you Rabbi Avadia is pretty comprehensive, as he usually is, right? Rabbi Avadia. So in general, Rabbi Avadia's main set of tshuvot are Yabia Omer. Okay, that's why I gave you an 18. That was like his magnum opus. Yechavedad, or therefore, a tshuva in Yabia Omer is endless. With every source that has ever existed in the history of the universe, even if it is currently inaccessible because the book has burned down. There are many svarim in Rabbi Avadia that we don't have access to. That he went to the library in Egypt, in Alexandria, read them, and then there was a fire at the library, and they only existed in his head after that, and now only exist in the records that he has in his tshuvot. So there are literal books that you will never be able to find because they are destroyed that are mentioned in Yabia Omer.
I saw that.
Yes. Ashrecha b'olam hazeh, ashrecha l'olam haba. Yechavedad is much shorter. Yechavedad is a much shorter set of tshuvot because Yechavedad was a record of an impromptu or an off-the-cuff radio show where people would call in, ask Rav Avadia a question, and off the bat he would give them an answer in essay form, which was then turned into a set of tshuvot called Yechavedad, which is many volumes long. Also comprehensive, but not as exhaustively comprehensive as Yabia Omer. Well, what year was Yechavedad published? I don't know. I mean, Rav Avadia only died a few years ago. I was at his funeral. I'm saying it's not like so long ago. Let's see. What year was Yechavedad published? Let's see. The seven volumes were published starting in, let's say, Tuf. The first one came out in Tuf Shin Lamed Zayin, and then another, and then the five more volumes came out by Tuf Shin Nun Daled. Okay, it's like 100.
Tell me if I vote for Shas.
Can you vote? Okay. Then he didn't tell you.
We told the stereotypical Israel.
Yes.
When he came out of the voting booth, he was holding his hand on his head like a kippah.
Yes. Yeah, it was a very...
No, you're not allowed to do that.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry.
It was a very weird ad. It was a very weird ad. Yes.
It's still wrong.
It was very classic, Shas. It's like, bringing you back. Like, they purposely found someone with a very noticeable tattoo who would then...
Yeah, I know.
So that... even the traditional Sephardi. Yes. It was very classic Shas. Yes. But anyway, so Yechavedad summarizes. And as he was asked, and you'll see now that we've seen the sugya, we've really understood the questions. And again, I've told you this over and over. If you understand the sugya really well, you will know, even if you can't put a name to every shita, you will understand at least most of the shita that are going to emerge. So, she'ela. Haim efshar lekayim mitzvah bedikat chametz al yedei panas chashmali. O tzarech liot dafka ner sh'ava v'chayotze bo. So, I should point out, by the way, that ner, I'm translating it as candle, but in the Gemara, it probably doesn't mean candle. It means lamp. Yes. So. Yeah, I mean, not like lamp that we have, but like a lamp, an oil lamp. So can you use, do you need to use a candle of sorts, right, for him, you know, either oil or wax, or can you use a panas chashmali? A panas is a flashlight. Right now, for the British among us, which is none of us, but how do you say flashlight in British?
Torch.
So Obviously, for a British... What? No, I don't think so. But for our sug, yeah, that obviously is an important thing. So Shuva, so he says at first, L'chori yesh makom l'hachmir, hov alacha psukei, she'en bod kimina chametz lo'or ha'avuka, v'skim rov acharim, sh'av di'avadim, badag lo'or ha'avuka lo'yasidei chavatam. He said, well, at first I would say you can't. Why? Because you can't use an avuka. According to most poskim, avuka can't be used even b'di'avad. Or that if you did, you searched with an avuka, you have to search again. So at first glance, you'd say that it's that you can't. But he says, no, ulam l'da'ati nireh. I think, no. She'ena chashmal nidun ka'avuka. That, at least for these purposes, an electric flashlight is not like a torch. L'fi shem of mashem of war b'sefer tevuat shor shegeder avuka hu sheptil chalukot ve'nogat zu bezu. Va'ashal hever al kol achat nogat v'chaverta avuksul nogat zu bezu nechshav akol kiner echad v'lo ka'avuka. So he says, first of all, there's good reason to believe that this is a ner, because the standard of ner, at least in this case, and we have to ask whether it's true in all other areas of halacha, but at least for this area of halacha, he's suggesting that the difference between a ner and avuka is whether the wicks are united or there are two wicks that touch each other. So he says, Shim lokin ich anulokhim ner kaze levdikat chameit alvada shimechavan shabtila dvukot zubazu nechshava kol kiner achad upok kazi mayam adavar. So his first possibility, he jumps right to the possibility that what? So we said there's two reasons you could permit electric light. One is the whole need for a candle is practical and it practically works, or you formally need an air and it is an air. So his first suggestion is it is. But he quotes Rav Agon Hillel Posek Bishut Hillel Omer Yatsa Lidon La'asor B'din Chamas Zayde Panas Chashmali Mitam Shamruv Gamar Shavuka Yevshalach Nisul L'chorim L'sakim. So this Rav Hillel wanted to forbid it on formal grounds or practical grounds? Practical grounds. So, right, so no. That Vavadya first gives you a svara why it should work even if you think it's formal. Right? And now Rebbe Hillel wants to say, even if it's practical, you can't use it. Why? Because it doesn't work. Shari Yev Shalach Nisa L'chorim U'listakim. Right? Now, Vavadya pushes back and he says, if it's practical, you're wrong. Why? Ulam be'emet panas chashmalim etaltel v'yachal avilo imo l'an yertiv l'go v'chomer zakim lo shayach tam zet l'asr. He says, that's not true. Correct. Now, I assume that the difference is, and you see this in some of the post-game, that it's a difference between whether you're talking about a battery-run flashlight or you're talking about like a lamp, right? Like your lamp that you're like walking around with your big, you know, fancy living room thing. What? Not a chandelier, but a lamp. A lamp. A coffee table. Not your chandelier. Obviously not. I have a $10,000 crystal chandelier. I have the huge chandelier from the Grand Mosque I'm carrying, you know. The largest chandelier in the world. Yeah. So he says... Oh, yes. No, that you're thinking of the light outside that tells you what day of Chodesh of the Chodesh it is. Don't you remember that light? The whole plaza lights up different colors depending on the day of the lunar month. Yeah. Yes. In the Grand Mosque. What? Like the plaza of the Grand Mosque in Dubai in Abu Dhabi. I assume so. Meaning they're more obsessed with the moon than we are, right? Because they don't—they only have a lunar, right? We have a lunar-solar hybrid. They only have a lunar calendar. And he says, let's continue. He says, again, so interestingly, right? This Reb Hillel, he thinks that is the rule of Nair formal or practical? Practical. So why does he not like it? Because he thinks it's not practical. So in order to respond to that, what does Rav Avadya do? He shows it right. So first he says you can't get into the corners. He's like, well, that just depends what you're carrying, a flashlight or, you know, a lamp. He said two. The Bavli says that you can't use an avuka because you're scared. He said, you can't use an electric flashlight because you're afraid of being electrocuted.
Now,
again, it's clear that what is this Revil talking about? No, or he's talking about, yeah, you're carrying around your living room lamp and, like, there's sparks coming out of the wires. You have this huge extension cord with, like, you know, old, like, think Israel, like, 60 years ago, right? Not Israel now, where, like, we have decent, you know, electricity. But, like, you know, sparks coming out, right? Things like that. So he says, aha! Practically, you're going to be scared of being electrocuted. He says, okay, if you want to play practical, I'll play practical. Fine. A plugged-in lamp. He's like, have you ever used a battery one? A solela is a battery, just so you know. And he says, besides, even if you're using one with a long extension cord, well, come on. He's like, people, if you know how to use electricity, people aren't afraid. Wait, you don't ever do, right? I mean, it could just be a Metziah question, right? Like Rav Avadya is like, I know, I use microphones, right? I'm not afraid that it's going to electrocute me. I know how to use a cord. I don't know.
Older electricity could have had a more valid point.
Let's see. No, I assume, I think this is the Metziah of what they're talking about. Hillel, Omer. It's 1881 to 1953. Yeah, so it could just be that it's Messiah's question, right? Is what type of electricity he's using about? Yes. Yeah. Ella. But now he says, Ella Shadaina, you welcome Mahmir Bazal P. Mashakat Bamagin Avram. Shavu Bishabodik Biyom Yudalid. Mutar Livdok Keneged Haruba Shabachid. Keneged Halam Kamakum Halanjish Mamachitat Schuchid. Evshar Livdok Kenegdo. He said, wait a second, I have a different reason to postulate it, and that is the Magen Avraham says, even in the places where you're allowed to search during the day by sunlight, that's only if there's no glass. Glass. No. What are you talking about? The Gemara, it means a hole in your ceiling. Glass was super expensive. Glass was super expensive. A lot of people. And when you need to close it up, you put a piece of wood. Or whatever.
Didn't have anything over them.
Yeah. Windows were just holes in the wall.
It's great that now we have glass.
Yeah, now we would be all super rich. The fact that we like throw out our glass bottles and stuff like that when that was like unbelievably expensive. So he says, aha! So he says, doesn't that prove it's a problem? He says, nah. He says, you don't understand. He says, Ulam bebrachor amru erva ba'ashashit asr likrot kriyat shema. He says, no, come on. He's like, if you, he proves it from a different sugya. Guys, prove a different sugya, which is erva ba'ashashit. What's erva ba'ashashit? So if you see an erva through glass, the halacha is you still aren't allowed to daven. Yeah, through a mirror, through a lamp, through some sort of glass.
Oh, I thought it was a kli.
No, it's not the glass itself. It's through the kli, which is glass. The point is it's a glass. There's glass between you and the erva. It's still asr to daven, right? So if there was someone undressed in the other side, on the other side of this glass wall, you couldn't say shema here because you can see. So what does he prove? That you see, seeing through glass is called seeing. Fine. Last paragraph. Omnam lefimash gadav agrash Greenfield b'shut marashav. But the marashav says the ena chasmal torat ner klal shein shem shall have it. Mechem and shanu mavarach and alad lakad aner shel shabbat ladik ner shel shabbat ein notzim b'deichol v'alad lakad ner b'chasmal. So the grash Greenfield rules that you're not allowed to use an electric light for nerot Shabbat, because the bracha is lahadlik ne'er, and this is not an air. Ulefi ze gam lein mashni or larbaser bodgin dechame it's lora ne'er in a chashma bechlal. Aval, but what does Rav Avadya respond?
Bemet varav shmuim.
Kvar eskima achronim shavar chashma b'shabbat yish b'esurav aramanatari. He said, what are you talking about? Even on Shabbat, it is considered fire. It is havara. And the halacha is that you, and according to most poskim, you're allowed to use electric lights for Shabbos candles anyways.
But I thought they were provided your poskim, then you weren't allowed to use electricity.
But?
Confusing in one case to say it's not.
Now, of course, now this just highlights how much this sugya is going to rely on much broader questions, right? Which is, if you think that you formally need an heir, then to decide whether it's an heir, you got to figure out A, whether it's an heir in general, and B, whether the standard for an heir is different. Here, the nafka mina is going to be hadlaka near Shabbat, right? Where you're going to have to ask, do you need an heir or do you need light? And if you need an heir, what's the definition of an heir? On Motzai Shabbat, when you need dafka and avuka, so then you'll be asking, okay, can you use an electric light? Is it fire? And if it is fire, is it an air or is it an avuka? And right, those are different standards. Right? And we don't have time to get into that, but you'll know there are a lot of poskim who think that you can use it Friday night, because on Friday night all you really need is light. Right? Some poskim will say you can use it for Motzei Shabbat because it's fire and it's an avuka. Other people will say you can't use it Motzei Shabbat because it's, right, it's not fire, or it is fire, but it's behind glass, or it's fire, but it's in there, not an avuka, and you need avuka, right? So all these factors are going to be relevant when you're thinking about Shabbos candles and Abdallah candles, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But if I wanted to summarize Rav Ovadia, what is Rav Ovadia's seeming conclusion? That it's you can use it now. Why, according to Rav Ovadia, why can you use it? Is it because it is an heir or because you don't need an heir? Both. His first paragraph tells you he thinks it's fine because it is an heir. And his second paragraph says that if you think it's just practical, it's practical. And therefore he criticizes both the position, right? He quotes the Grash Grinfield who says what? Right? The Marshag who says you need an heir formally and it's not an heir. And he argues and says it is an heir. And he quotes the Hillel Omer as saying you don't need an heir, you need something practical, but at least in the Hillel Omer's time, electric lights were dangerous and impractical for the same reason that Avukot were. And Rav Ovadia is saying, at least in his time, it's not. So Rav Ovadia settles on L'kol HaDeo, it's going to be good, because it doesn't have the practical problems of Avukot. So if you think it's practical, it's okay. And even if you think you formally need an heir, it is an heir. Right? Right? So Rav Ovadia is telling you that L'kol HaDeo, it works. Yes, he gave one definition there that it's a unified light. Correct. In order to do that, he said maybe there is just a unified light source, etc.
Flashlight having one wick. What does that mean?
It is because all the wires unite, right? They're all twisted together.
Is it one of the actual mechanism?
Oh, the filament, it's not wires. Filament. The filament.
That lights up is one.
Correct. That's all it means.
Is there a filament in LED bulbs?
So if you took it very firmly, right, then you'd have to wonder, what about LED? Right? Or what about halogen? Right? Or something like that. Yes, right? Obviously, if you go more formal... Now, if you go practical, then there's going to be no difference incandescent, LED, halogen, fluorescent, doesn't matter. But if you take it formally, then there might be a difference, depending on the different types. Yabi Omer, I gave you in just number 18, in just in one paragraph, he makes this point again, but he summarizes it actually quite succinctly here. So he says, he says, look, on the practical level, none of them are relevant for an electric flashlight. Ki arbatam im nisku b'gemara. There are four reasons mentioned in the Gemara. One is that you can't get into the corners. And a torch can't go into corners. Right. So the two ways of saying battery are either bataria, which is the English, or solela, which is the actual Hebrew word. Two. The second reason, which is whether the light shines in front or in back. A flashlight faces forward. And factor three, which is you're afraid, right? You're going to burn down the house. We're used to using electricity. And the fourth, and the fourth reason, which is, is the light steady or does it jump around? A good flashlight is very, very steady. And therefore he says, definitely if you're going the practical level, our flashlights check all the boxes. I gave you now the Piskei Tshuva, just in case you want to see the range, because here you have, right, Rav Avadya, who is, you know, the major Sephardi Pasuk. Piskei Tshuva is a Hasidish compendium, and you'll see that he basically said the same thing. He said, some people, right, now he gives you another nafkamina. He says, another theoretical nafkamina of whether you need to use a candle. And now he's coming to Kobe's point. Is when we say you need a candle, does that mean you need to use a candle, or the candle itself is what needs to make the bedika effective? Right? So he says some people are machmir, like the second possibility, which is that the candle, not only do you need a candle, but that the candle needs to be what enables the bedika, and therefore they turn off the lights. He says, Amnam olam ein medaktikin bekach. He says, the minog is not to worry about it. Mishum sheish lahavdil bein or yom, sha'az ein ayor ner mafik, or a chashmal. So there's a difference between sunlight, where the... Right, the sun, what the effect it has, versus the electric light. And he says, but the main reason that people aren't machmir is what? That the halacha is practical, is search well. And if the lights are on, plus you have a flashlight, then matov. Right? So he tells you the reason people, A, use electric lights and flashlights, and B, don't have to be machmir to turn off the light, is because the real rule is make sure that it works. An electric light, a flashlight works, and a flashlight works just as well when you have the light on, because then the light is on, and you can shine the flashlight into the corner, into the dark corners, and it'll be fine. If you don't have a candle, so use a flashlight. He said, "There, misvara, there is no reason." He notes, "Elishi Yisrael kedoshim meimin mashan minagavateim livdog b'ner shava." He said, "People are holy and they like the minag, right?" So he's saying, "If you want to use a candle, why do people use candles according to him? Is there any halachic reason? Any halachic reason? No, right? But he says maybe I'll because of the minag and because it quotes and the alfin chibos mineirod." And he says some people go even farther. He said if it's practical, then what if people are afraid when they bring in a candle, like under the seats in their car? It's worse to bring in a candle. So if it's all practical, and the only reason to use a candle, a mamish candle, is because, you know, minhag and nice, then what if it's a place where using a candle will prevent you from doing the bedika? So don't use a candle. Right? So kagon b'mechoniyot, like in cars, v'chadei chashmal, v'tachin v'yitim, v'mitot asmuchim, le'eretz ish ha'fil levdok b'panas, ez lo yachshaz levdok yachol, v'chal achar mishdakim. Right? Because if I don't use a flashlight in my car, or in the, between the pillows of my sofa, I'm not going to search well. So obviously, if it's all practical, use the flashlight. And the majority of poskim agree with this, right? That either because the use of a candle is practical, or because there are reasons to believe that a flashlight is itself defined halachically as an air, the poskim say you can use a flashlight. However, there are a minority of poskim who think that there is a formal benefit to the candle, and therefore suggest using it. For example, if you look at the Chutshani, right, of Ramiz and Karelitz, he says that you have to use a candle, but once you have a candle, you could use a flashlight as well. Right? Meaning, no, like you could have a candle and a flashlight behind it. Like, there is a formal rule to the candle. It doesn't mean you can't have a flashlight also, but he does seem to take it. Correct. So he does seem to have a much more formal approach, but again, this doesn't seem to be majority of poskim, either because, as we said, the simplest pshat in the Bavli, according to Rashi, according to the Rush, according to Mordechai, is that all these halachot are practical. And even if you possibly be Rishalmi, or like the Rambam, that the need of a candle is formal, there's still a svara to say that maybe a candle is... no, sorry, a flashlight is a candle, right? Okay? So that is, and this is, by the way, just a very neat sugya, because where you see that the basic conceptual questions pretty easily help you predict what people are going to say about this question, even if you don't know too much about the status of electricity. Fine.